The Rocket City Brief, Huntsville business and real estate, before your commute ends. Here's the shift most operators haven't priced in yet. Huntsville's building boom just stopped being about apartments. If you build, broker, or hire in this town, the cranes are pointing somewhere new. And if your map still says apartments, you're aiming at last year's boom. So here's the usable read up front. For a couple of years, the story in this metro was apartments, a huge wave of new complexes going up almost everywhere you looked. That wave is now finishing, not accelerating. It's cooling back toward its long-run average. And in its place, two things are heating up: single-family lots and commercial and industrial land. That's the rotation. If your business follows rooftops or jobs, your map just changed. So let me show you exactly where. Start with the single-family side. In 2025, the city approved 1,892 single-family lots. That is the most since 2007, an 18-year high. And notice the exact word there. Lots approved, not houses finished. That's the front of the pipeline. Approved lots are where builders pour foundations next and where whole neighborhoods that don't exist yet are about to. So if you sell to households, roofing, lending, home services, retail, that one number is a map of where your future customers are going to show up. Now, the commercial side, because that's where this gets interesting for operators. The city issued more than 500 commercial building permits last year, and they didn't scatter evenly, they clustered. The single hottest spot was the western edge of Cummings Research Park. Multi-year projects are advancing right around it: the Huntsville Logistics Center, Hayes Farm, Redstone Gateway. So when you hear 500 plus commercial permits, don't picture pins spread flat across the whole metro. Picture a center of gravity on the west side of the research park. That is where the next tenants, the next contractor work, and the next jobs are concentrating. And the city is placing its own bet on what comes after that. Earlier this year, the Huntsville City Council approved an agreement giving the city an option to buy about 516 acres along US Highway 72 on the east side of town for future commercial and industrial development. Read those two moves together: permits clustering out west and a big block of land banked out east. The city isn't just watching this rotation happen, it's buying runway for the next round of it. So what do you actually do with this? Three moves. If you serve households, follow the single-family lot approvals. That 18-year high is your leading indicator for where demand lands next. If you're a commercial broker or a contractor, the Western Cummings Research Park corridor is the cluster to be calling on now, not next year. And if you think longer term, watch that Highway 72 land option. Industrial land a city banks today is where tomorrow's employers sign leases. One honest note before we close. Apartments slowing down does not mean apartments stopping. There are still thousands of units finishing out across the metro. The boom didn't end. It just changed lanes. That's the Rocket City read. Don't chase the boom you remember. Track the one that's actually pouring foundations. Follow the Rocket City Brief so the next read is already in your queue. Coming up, we're breaking down the downtown tax deal behind the Von Braun Center expansion, what it actually funds, and who ends up paying for it. That's the Rocket City Brief, Huntsville business and real estate, condensed to fit your commute.